Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Godfather of Soul, ladies and gentlemen, the late great James Brown, bringing us back to living in America. There it is. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jolliffe, celebrating his 15th year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's very dedicated and long-suffering, put hip with us all these years. The author of a number of books, including Mental Agility, including Customer-Centered Selling. That's the first one. And second edition, is there a new edition, Rob, on that?
No, I would say the new edition is How to Change Minds.
That's the one I've got. I just have it in my head. Art of Influence Without Manipulation. I encourage you to find that one. So that's those are all under Rob Jolliffe, J-O-L-L-E-S, if you're looking for him on Amazon, or go to that website, jolliffe.com, find out more about him. And sign up for his blarticle. His trademarked blog article, which he calls a blarticle, and I'm still mad at him for stealing that from me, but he's here. We're talking about these limps that we put in front of ourselves. You know, there's another thing. This is kind of a limp that I think we create for ourselves. When you were with Xerox, did they talk to you about mannerisms? Do you remember mannerisms? Rob and I were both Xeroids, and I was there. My career was ending as his was beginning. It was Xerox, and they taught us about mannerisms, and a mannerism would be like if I said you know all the time, or if I went every third word there was an in front of it, or if I flipped my hair or whatever it might be, anything that distracted the customer, the prospect, from what I was trying to accomplish. I learned that anything could be a mannerism. And if we have those mannerisms, they become our limp, don't they?
They do. That's one of the nice values of having somebody actually, which frequently we don't have, but having somebody come out and watch you present or watch you sell, because a lot of these mannerisms are unconscious.
You don't know it.
And,
that's
what's so great about a group like Toastmasters, for example, which really eyeballs those mannerisms and helps people, the counter that are in a Toastmasters group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic, because it makes us aware.
One of the things that I know that I do, and I don't do it a lot, but I do it enough that somebody could notice it, is I adjust my glasses. I reach up and I just adjust my glasses a little bit. I don't do it every 3 seconds, but I do it, you know, maybe twice a minute or something. I don't know, but I've noticed that when I've seen videos of myself, and I don't do it out of a nervous tick. My glasses slide down my nose. But my point is I could tighten up my glasses a little bit, I guess. I'm just saying that's an example. I'll tell you another one. If you're trying to promote if you're trying to endear yourself to someone and you look or dress in a way that is not typical, it's abnormal, so to speak. It might be you being you, but it might be a mannerism too. What do you think, Rob?
Well, I think you're right. Want to hear something strange? My son, the comedian in L.A., tells me when I've watched him perform, because he dresses, you know, very blandly, and I've said, "Well, I don't understand. Why don't you dress it up?" He said, "Dad, I don't want them to focus on my appearance. I want them to listen to what I'm saying." Mm-hmm. And so he's actually very calculated on looking completely not calculated, but he does a very good job at it. He taught me that.
Well, and, you know, for example, you know, if you have a lot of piercings or visible tattoos or whatever, in some situation, that's going to be your limp, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a self-inflicted limp, too.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you in your speech, in when you talk to people, if you use language that's not appropriate, which I've seen happen. That could be a limp. These are all things that get in your... It's ways that you get in your own way, right?
Right. And so we've really packaged it nicely today. We talked about things that we can fix, things that we can just keep working with and step in front of. In other words,
overcome,
not be as concerned about, and things that we want to keep from, getting in our own way. And I think that's important. Look, in my opinion, success requires humility. And that's born from vulnerability. Mm-hmm. So, we have to accept the fact that we have these limbs and proudly offer them to the world.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. Hey, Rob, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
I sure will.
And thanks for 15 great years.
Thank you.
Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen. Jollis.com. Don't forget to check out his website. And check out his blog article. It's wildly successful. Very, very well read. So check that out, the blarticle at jollis.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.